How can you tell? Blockchain or bullshit? What's the difference? If you can replace the word blockchain with database and the brochure reads the same, it's business as usual. It's not decentralized. It's not borderless, neutral, censorship resistant, open. It reestablishes trust in intermediaries. It's just a database, and that's not disruptive. It's just boring, or bullshit. Really, really boring. No one got into this in order to make a few billions for a financial services clearinghouse. I'm really sorry. It's boring, or bullshit. What's really exciting is the possibility of fundamentally changing the way we allocate trust on this planet, opening up the ability to collaborate, transact, engage on a global level with everyone. Simply by means of downloading an application, you can become part of a giant platform of trust that doesn't care who you are or where you came from, that doesn't require permission to participate or innovate. We discard proof of work as wasteful because all it allows you to do is decentralized, secure, neutral, censorship-resistant blockchain. And we trust five named parties to sign transactions. At that point, they don't need to assemble these transactions in blocks. They can just sign the individual transactions. They don't need to chain them together because absent proof of work and a system of currency incentives, so it's not a blockchain anymore because there's no blocks and there's no chain. What do you achieve by replacing a clearinghouse with a consortium of players? You know, there's something unique a clearinghouse does. If you understand the role of a clearinghouse, one of its most important functions is that it is not a participant in the market. That's not an accident.